it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Back at McLean Family Park, 2-0, Tri-Valley with the lead in this championship game of this 13-year-old World Series. These teams met on Monday. Tri-Valley won that one 14-0. It's the 5-6-7 hitters here in this second inning for Tallahassee. Kevin Stanfield leading things off here for the Tallahassee Ball Club. Michael Penny and William Merricks will follow here in the second inning for Tallahassee. Fluorescent orange barrel of the bat he has. He shows bunt, pulls it back, goes off the catcher's glove, back to the backstop. So 1-0 to Stanfield. Nick Bronzini in for a second inning of work. And I mentioned a lot of folks from both of these programs here in Mountain Home this week. There is a strike into Stanfield, 1-1 the count. Two nothing Tri-Valley. Here's the 1-1. Low and inside. 2-1 to Stanfield. Tallahassee had the base runner in the first inning. West got a one-out walk, stole second, but he was stranded there. Bronzini struck out 3 in that first inning. Next delivery is high. It's 3-1 now. The Tallahassee fans got their noisemakers going tonight. They've got their cans with the coins in it, and they're making some noise. Stanfield ready with that 3-1. There's a pitch on the outside corner. Stanfield had started walking towards first, and you might be wanting to swing at this next pitch. Umpires don't like that. You start walking and try to make the call yourself. Here comes the 3-2. It's hit in the air, foul territory, right side. Second catcher giving chase, can't get there. Rodman and Navarez, the catcher and the first baseman, chasing after it. It falls between them. In foul territory up the right side. So the count remains 3-2. Stanfield followed by Penny and Merricks here in this second inning. Stanfield standing right up on the plate. Here's the 3-2. And there's a called strike on the inside corner. He thought it was inside, but as close to the plate as he was standing, that was a good pitch. All 4 outs by Bronzini here in the ballgame have been via the strikeouts. So Michael Penny will step to the plate now for Tallahassee. Penny at the plate now, and first pitch misses low for ball one. One and oh to Penny. 2-0 our score. Tri-Valley with the lead over Tallahassee. There's a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 now to Penny. That sun still really tough. The players on the right half of the field. First, second, right, and center. Next pitch is going to bounce up there for ball two. 2-1 to Penny. I saw the Atlantic Shore Ball Club here tonight. They stayed, spent the night, and they're taking in this ball game. Here's the next delivery. This one's ripped down the left field line, and it is going to be foul. So it's 2-2 to Penny. Atlantic Shore is one of the teams coming into this tournament that I told folks about. I said, boy, they're a good ball club, and they were all week. Didn't lose until last night in the semifinals. Here's a swing and a miss, and a throw down to first in time, and another strikeout for Bronzini. All five outs he's recorded have been with the strikeout. So two up, two down here in the second for Tallahassee. And William Merricks, the left fielder, will step to the plate now for Tallahassee. First pitch that he'll see from Bronzini is taken and misses low. Ball one to Merricks. Kirkham waiting to bat next here for Tallahassee. We're in the second inning. 2-0 Tri-Valley with the lead. 1-0 pitch is skied on the infield. Behind the pitcher's mound, the shortstop McMillan will make the catch. He caught it underhanded, and he was looking over. I think he was thinking somebody else might come get it. Well, finally an out other than a strikeout. Tallahassee has not scored in the first two. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Tri-Valley 2, Tallahassee 0. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here. It's Tri-Valley, California, leading Tallahassee, Florida, 2-0. Noah Gallibert will bring the pitch home, and it's great play by McDonald, the shortstop, going into the outfield and leaping and making the catch over his shoulder. What a catch by the shortstop McDonald, and he heads straight towards the dugout. I don't know if he injured himself or what. But he makes the catch and just keeps jogging straight towards the dugout. What a catch by McDonald. He robs Ching of a base hit. I don't know if something happened with his glove or what. Nonetheless, an outstanding catch by McDonald for the first out of the second inning. And we go back to the top of the order. Peyton McMillan. McMillan grounded out to start the first inning for Tri-Valley in their first at bat. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Noah Gellibert working his second inning. Here's the pitch. And it's in for a strike at the knees. 0-2 now to McMillan. West They'll set up on way outside. I'll see if they can get him to chase it. I'll tell you, Gelliber does a good job of hitting his spots. See, West didn't have to move his glove, but it was too far out. They tried to get him to chase out there. It's ball one. Here comes the 1-2. Grounded right back to the pitcher on two hops. Gelliber has it, and that's the out. So two down, and it brings the center fielder Chase Salisbury to the plate. Salisbury hit a ball over the right fielder Parsich over his head, his first at bat for a triple. Base is empty and two down. The first pitch from Gelliber on the way is going to be a curveball that's in for a strike. It's 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 now. It's hit in the air, right side. The second baseman, Stanfield, will move about three steps into the outfield grass and make the catch. So, Gelliber, a much more efficient second inning as he sets down Tri-Valley in order here in this second inning. At the end of two, it's Tri-Valley 2, Tallahassee 0. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that is a winning team. ASC Warranty, dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years. ASC Warranty.